Access denied. Access denied. Access denied. Access granted.
So a lot of people, they be wanting to know, like, bro, what do I got to do to start doing this? What do I got to do to start? Whatever it is that you want to do, bro. Like, the way to start it, nigga, just start it. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no certain way that you got to do stuff, bro. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no certain way to start, bro. Long as you starting is what matter. So that's why I feel like a lot of people mess up when they start brands and businesses and all that. Because one of the main problems is a lot of people, they look at what other people got and this what they want. And they get sidetracked by what they want instead of focusing on what they have and building on what they want, bro. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to have the, like me, I work with cameras and all that. I ain't got to have the biggest camera and I ain't got to have the fanciest camera to start off shooting music videos, bro. Long as I start, this what matter. You ain't got to have the biggest lashes. I know a lot of the people females on my timeline, shout out to y'all. Y'all do lashes, man. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gotta have the biggest lashes, and y'all know what I'm talking about, the biggest tools to do the lashes. Long as you got some stuff to do the lashes, that's what matter. So man, the message is, man, bro, if you want to start something, just start with what you have and build on what you have so you can get to what you want, and you're gonna be good.
And my daddy was a hustler and my mama was a gangster. Yeah, I jumped up in that game and turned it to a high rank. I don't need security guards, nigga, I'm a lifesaver. And yeah, I'm antisocial, cause my grandma was a gangster. Let me reintroduce myself, Mr. Lolo, get the Yale. Mr. I don't give a fuck about nobody but the paper. Mr. MOB, CC me, I'm gonna see you later. Young nigga, get busy, young nigga, having flavor. Young nigga, get busy. I got shooters coming with me. Young nigga get busy, young nigga get busy. Young nigga get busy, I got shooters coming with me. I been on a water diet, ho. You ain't got shit good to say, then you should just be quiet, ho. Tickets too felt, my shit with some pliers, ho. I don't understand, I counter with my other hand. I need rubber band on rubber band on rubber fucking band. And we cannot have conversation, less that money coming in. I put my right hand in the back, I put my left hand on the band. A real nigga, though, you know I could never take the stand. And every time that judge call my name, my lawyer and my daddy was a hustler. And my mama was a gangster. Hey, I jumped up in that game and turned it to a high rank. I don't need security guards, nigga, I'm a lifesaver. And yeah, I'm antisocial, cause my grandma was a gangster. Let me reintroduce myself, Mr. Lolo, get the Yale. Mr. I don't give a fuck about nobody but the paper. Mr. MOB, CC me, I'm gonna see you later. Young nigga, young nigga, young nigga, having flavor, young nigga.
Young nigga get busy, young nigga.
Tell me you love me again. Tell me you trust me again. Tell me it's us to the end. I wanna touch you again. I wanna cuddle again. I wanna fuck you again. So let's make it a plan. I be on my way tonight. Private jet, I ain't missing no flight. Come put that dick in your life. I'm tryna make you my wife. Remember the first day I met you? I could just tell you it's special. After the first day I sex you, how could I ever forget you?
Already know the deal, you know the vibes. If you did not know, this is Family Time with Uncle Sean, Dawn, P. I'm of course your highly favored, your blessed, your hostess with the absolute mostest. I am him. I am Himothy. I am Hemi Neutron. I am him Carrie. I am Hemi Turner. And if you did not hear during the intro, man, please let my baby girl tell you one more time. I am. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Usually how I start this thing, I started by telling you who I am and what's going on. Man, I want to start off first by saying welcome to the show. This is episode 100, motherfucking 50. Of this shit we be doing all the time, man. It's been a long time coming, man. Can we just get... Why are niggas better be congratulating me about this 150 episode. But first of all, I just want to start by giving a round of applause to myself. I just want to give a round of applause to all the people who listen. The first time listeners, the last time listeners, the day one listeners. I want to give a round of applause to my executive producer, Ash.com. She's not here with us today, but she is here with us in spirit. I want to give a round of applause to my brothers, Jose and AJ. Thank you so much for always supporting me. You know what I'm saying? Pushing me to be greater and better, man. I just want to give a round of a motherfucking applause to y'all, man. But usually how I start this thing, I usually start it by telling you what's going on with your uncle, what's going on in my life, how I've been doing, have I been staying healthy on a punk bitch, have I been going to the gym, what the weather's like, where I'm at. But then your uncle gets to the shits, man. I get to everything that's been going on this week, everything that's been going on in entertainment, music, sports, and pretty much everything that's going up and down your timeline, your uncle is going to talk about. We are going to get to it, and we're going to keep it real. But until then, I just want to, God damn it, man. I just want to say welcome to the motherfucking show. This is 150 episodes of this podcast, man. When I first started, I didn't know. I seen me get into 150. I didn't know the work it took to get to 150. I didn't know the constant fucking grind and just, fam, there be so many days and so many weeks that I do not want to come in here and give you guys a podcast. I be tired, bro. There's so much shit that happens during 1 week. It's exhausting, man. Just talking about other people's situations and things going on in the world, tragedies, new music. It's just so much shit that goes on in a week. I'd be exhausted, man. I'd be sick and tired of y'all people. Cause there's not a week that goes by that there's not some shit going on. But until we check out this world, man, your uncle's gonna be here giving you this goddamn podcast. And I just want to thank everyone, every single person who has clicked on a link, every single person who has searched us up on Spotify, Apple Music, Anchor. I just want to thank everybody and everyone that had a part to play in this podcast coming to life. But enough about me, man. We have plenty of things to talk about and speak about. Here's to 150 more, man. I love you. I love you. Let's get some motherfucking gunshots in this bitch for y'all, man. Oh, shit, we ain't got gunshots? Fuck it, man. We ain't got no gunshots. Let's get to the shits. Yes, sir. Unfortunately, man, I really don't want to start the podcast on just a sad note, but I'm gonna just have to get it out the way, man, because this is how my week started. I assumed I was gonna come in here. Nothing was really happening this week, man. Like, shit was just, it was just a normal, and I don't even know what a normal news week is. Like, a normal news week is rappers beefing with their girlfriends, girls coming up with new lingos like period poo, period ah, period poo. Like, that was the biggest story I had to come here. The period ah, period poo girl was the biggest story I had to come in here and talk about. And I was like, God damn it, I don't want to talk about this corny ass white girl. And then out of nowhere, we just started to get reports that PNB Rock has been shot at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. At the time, his condition wasn't known, and the internet started interneting. There were pictures and screenshots of PNB Rock's girlfriend. I'm not 100% sure of her name, and I don't even want to speak on her name in this podcast, but there were screenshots of their meal they were having at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. They was having chicken and waffles, some yams, collard greens, macaroni, all that good shit. And when I seen this, I'm not gonna lie, man, I'm so sick and tired of death and mourning people that I said I want to stay away from this. I said, let me get off Instagram. I don't want to see no more. I don't know why I took my dumb ass to Twitter, took myself to Twitter to try and get away from it. But not really even get away from it, because Twitter be having everything first. So I went to Twitter, unfortunately seeing one of the most tragic, disturbing videos I have seen all this year. I unfortunately viewed the video of PNB Rock shooting. It was the aftermath. It was him laying on the ground in a puddle of his own blood. Fortunately, I seen signs of life. I seen him moving his arms, moving around, and I was like, God damn, that shit looks really, really bad. But I see him moving, I see him trying to fight for his life. So immediately my head just went into prayer mode. Please, please, Lord, please just, you know, put your arms around this man, put your arms around his girlfriend. I'm praying, because PNB Rock also is the father of two young girls. I'm praying, yo, Lord, please, please don't let his daughters be there with him. I want to say his real name, Rakim Hashim Allen. I was just praying that his daughters weren't there. They had to witness this. But the video was just extremely graphic. And before I even get to this situation, man, please, people, please, I know this is the culture, this is the era we live in, where everything has to be videotaped, everything has to go on the gram, everything has to hit social media, the timeline, man. Please, man, when it comes to shit like that, bro, we, like, they're kids on here, bro. Little kids got iPads, they know how to get on Instagram, they know how to get on Twitter, they know how to do all this shit, man. They're seeing all this shit. That's why they're so desensitized to all this shit going on. Like, last week, came here, talked about the dude from Memphis who was just going on Facebook Live, running into businesses, shooting the first people he seen. Like, this, that type of video that we seen at PNB Rock, that's where that type of behavior can lead to, because people are so desensitized. They think everything is video games and fake, and everyone wants to be real, so they'll just be so casual about taking another human being's life. Back to the video, I went and seen the video. I was just praying immediately that everything was going that was going to turn out right. Then I went back to Instagram. I'm seeing, just now I'm invested. I want to see, yo, what's going on? Is he going to be okay? I see some of the most disgusting behavior I've ever seen on the internet to this day. People blaming and badgering rappers, celebrities, badgering PNB Rock's baby mama for, why would you post the location of where you guys were eating? How could you not know? Da, da, da. And it was just, bro, the video I seen hurt me, made me sick to my stomach. I could only imagine sitting across from your baby father, having someone run into a restaurant broad day, trying to rob you guys, and then the outcome of this being shooting a random person, shooting your baby daddy multiple times in front of you, seeing him bleed out, seeing him gasping for air, trying to stay alive. Like, and of course, I would hope she wouldn't be on social media right after this happened or any time after this happened to even see the comments and just the hateful, sick, disgusting things people from the middle of nowhere, people that never, ever, ever, ever have met them, known them, know nothing about them, just commenting on their actions and what's been going on. Like, this girl is traumatized. This girl is, I can't imagine seeing my loved one taking their last breaths, getting shot multiple times in front of me. We were just eating and laughing and having breakfast. Lord knows what we were doing before. We just came from, they were just seen most recently at T Grizzly's wedding in LA. They just came from a beautiful event, seeing two people that love each other getting married. We were there together, just experiencing all that love, to it completely be flipped into a 180 of just this bullshit. Then clips started surfacing of him speaking to academics about robberies in LA. Let me try and get this clip for you guys.
But I know LA's gotten just weird, and like, I think during the pandemic, I was just hearing too much stories. Like, niggas, yeah, niggas watch is taking off.
Somebody tried me on Fairfax, like mid-pandemic. But it was like,
why they so cold though?
I don't know. I guess because niggas be sweet. You feel me? And niggas, they just, you niggas see me with my family, and nigga, they think I'm just out here lacking. You know what I'm saying? So it would be one of those type of situations. So we're like, niggas.
Yo, I hear that just walking up to niggas in like broad daylight, like, yo, give me your chain. Like, I'm like, yo,
niggas try me or something. It'd be like, every time.
They try to take your jewelry or something?
I don't know, but it'd be like, I be on shit and I'm not. Where I'm from, we like sneaky criminals. Like, yeah. In LA, it's like they bold. It's like, they want you to know. They want to spark a conversation with you first before they get into some shit. Some of them might just go crazy. Like, I know some niggas like that too. They might be on their sneaky shit too. But a majority of the times I got into some shit, it was like they just gave their drop up too fast. You feel me? So the second time I got into some shit, it was like niggas was just talking loud as shit, wanting me to hear their conversation. And it's like, I'm with my peoples. Like, I'm with my daughter and my girl. Like, why they talking about this gangster shit? Like, this around, like, we outside, we on Fairfax. I'm like, man, you know, I already peed the bliss. We out.
This gangster's out there on Fairfax?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I'm on Fairfax right now. So I'm like, man, we out of here. You feel me? Like, we gone. My girl, like, no, we ain't. I'm like, I'm just going off of the vibes. Like, we out.
Is she peeping the energy? Because I'm
curious. No, she ain't peeping. Yeah, she ain't peeping. She was thinking I'm tripping.
About women sometimes.
She be thinking, man, I'm tripping. So, in the midst of all this, I'm like, no, we out. So she peeped it. I'm serious. She's like, no, we out. We try.
But I go like,
after seeing just clips like that surface, and a lot of people had a lot of things to say about academics reposting that clip while all this was going on, which was really, really disgusting. But a few hours later, even a few minutes later, we got the sad news that PNB Rock, Rakim Hashim Allen, who was 30 years old, was pronounced dead at the age of 30 years old. Now, I'm just going to read this report. It's saying he was reportedly pronounced dead at 1:59 p.m. according to eyewitnesses. The attack was a full-on robbery attempt at taking the rapper's jewelry after his girlfriend posted a location-tagged photo of the couple's whereabouts in a since-deleted Instagram post. According to LAPD Captain Kelly Munez, the perpetrator shot the victim and ran out the side door to a getaway car and then fled to the parking lot. Do I have the clip of the LAPD officer?
Sorry to say that the victim has been pronounced deceased at 13:59 hours today. South Bureau Homicide is working this case, as are many other detectives.
What can you tell us about the victim?
Yeah, so after that was confirmed, it was just I was hurt. I was physically just I was a little bit in shock, but ultimately it was just super sad. I wasn't 100% sure of everything that happened. I was praying his daughters wasn't there. I was praying his girlfriend wasn't, his baby mama was not hurt. And then it's just, it was so much just outpour of things on social media. People speaking on PNB Rob, people speaking on his baby mother. It was incredibly sickening to see just how callous and how unforgiving social media can be. Like, instead of just, it wasn't just the mourning of PNB Rock, because that there was a lot of that, and it was a lot of weird mourning too. It wasn't even like the normal, like, damn recipes. It was, damn, I wish it was me. Oh, like, it was just a lot of weird shit. It was a lot of pointing fingers too, but I'm not gonna get into that. But it was a lot of blame throwing, a lot of trying to put the blame off on someone. The thing about social media that I feel like I should know already, but that I just couldn't get a grasp of how unforgiving people on the internet are, just knowing and seeing that video and just putting myself in someone else's shoes. That's what a lot of people need to do, is put themselves in other people's shoes. To put myself in that young lady's shoes, to put myself in PNB Rock's baby mother's shoes, to wake up with my baby father, the love of my life, to say, hey, let's go get some breakfast together after we just came from this beautiful wedding, go to get breakfast, we sit down eating breakfast, and then minutes later someone's running inside the restaurant, they're pointing guns at us saying, yo, give this shit up, and then shooting the person that I've been with all morning. Like what even goes through your mind? What can you do? You're helpless. You're completely, the person that always has protected you is now in critical condition. It's all bad, bro. And just to see social media just be so unforgiving and so hurtful and just so mean and just like, and all the people that's just, you know, just, oh, it could have been like this. Why did he have jewelry on? Why? Like, there's so many backseat drivers when it comes to shit on the internet. When shit happens, like, people just, oh, it should have happened like this. It should have happened like this. Like, it was really, really sickening to see. But one person that I really respect a lot, I feel like, said it the best. It was Jay Prince of Rap-A-Lot Records. He took to an Instagram post and said, RIP to PNB Rock and my condolences to his family, friends, and fans. To all you dumb motherfuckers blaming his girlfriend for his death, you're wrong as two left shoes. Here's a woman that's been traumatized by seeing her boyfriend killed in front of her, and you dumb fucks are adding insult to injury with dumb shit that you don't know to be facts. As a man and a leader, you have to teach your girl teach your girl what and what not to do. If you know, I believe the root of the problem is wearing jewelry without proper security. Until rappers and others come to the realization that if you put cheese in front of a rat without the trap, they will eat and run every time. To make myself clear, if you're wearing jewelry without the proper security, understand you're making yourself a target because some clowns will kill you for your jewelry. Also understand if a robber has a gun in your face asking for your jewelry, it's smarter to give it to them alive than for them to take it off you shot or dead. To sum this all up, be smart. Don't wear jewelry if you're not prepared for the jackers. Live to see another day. Wear it another time. It's just that simple. Understand that you can't rationalize with a wolf mentality. They don't care if you're a good person or not. They just want to eat. This is a life-saving wisdom. Take heed. Hashtag J Principles. Peace. And yeah, man, I couldn't have said it any better, man. Just a super, super sad situation. And just off of the whole shooting incident, the relationship that PNB Rock had with this young woman was something to me that was really different and special. Just going through just a whole history of PNB Rock, I went back and did some research. There was a time that PNB Rock was on every feature. He had like a, I would say like a feature similar to Drake, where he was on every hook, every song that needed a little R&B flavor with a little street in there. PNB hopped on it. He has so many hit songs. If you was to ever watch a PNB Rock concert, you would just see his discography and how deep and just diverse it was. But one thing about him and his baby mother, he came to the realization that when you find something good, you should keep it and hold on to it and cherish it, because he actually admits in one of his songs, Need Somebody, that he had cheated on his girl. He was out here cheating. He was doing wrong. And then he seen his girl out here dating all these other rappers. He realized, yo, this is, I love that girl, man. I love that girl. Let me get right. Let me show her that she's the only one I want, et cetera, et cetera. And it's just really sad for this to be the outcome, especially, and I just seen some other reports. I want to get off this topic. But it was just something that was like, it was something that he had took her Instagram away from her for 6 months because she kept posting their location. And of course, that's very unsafe for someone who walks around with hundreds of thousands of dollars of jewelry on their neck. Yes, I'm taking your Instagram because it's a detriment to both of us. And then it was said that this was the day, or this was the last couple of days when they went to T Grizzly's wedding, where she got her Instagram back and shit like that. And it's just super sad, man. Just rest in peace, a true artist. Yeah, PNB Rock, man.
Damn, I fucked up pretty bad. Yeah, I know I was tripping. I know what you thinking. Yeah, right, what's the difference? I was creeping on the low and fucking all these bitches. Whole time, you know, cause that's just woman's intuition. Thinking with my head, not the one on my shoulders. By the time I realized we was already over, I was high all the time, barely I was sober. You was falling out of love and I ain't even noticed. Are you lying? Heart's on fire. It's crazy how you always felt like the only one trying. It's you. Sorry for the lies, but all you wanted was the truth. Without you by my side, shit, I don't know what to do. Begging on my knees, it's so hard for me to leave. We got all the memories, the good, bad, worst, perfect.
Man, sing that shit out there if you know the words.
And why you wanna leave? You know that nigga ain't me. Talking about I'm stressing low-key. I'm waiting on you to call me. yeah. Girl, you know you need somebody. Cause everybody needs somebody.
Everybody.
Girl, just let me be somebody for you. Me losing you, it's scary like drowning. But with no parachute, jumping off a mountain. I fucked up about a million times, but who's counting? I see tears pouring out your eyes like fountains. This whole situation got niggas stressing. But I'd never give up except if you get pregnant by another nigga. Shit, that'll hurt me bad. Cause bitch, you already know I'm supposed to be the dad. God, nigga, all up in my feelings, yeah, I'm in my bag.
In other news, man, before the tragic news of this week broke, some more tragic news that kind of broke, I guess, to the blogs or whatever. Lil Durk and India, man, social media's favorite couple, has been going through some turmoil, especially because this week, India Royale had tweeted, "I'm a free agent." And this, of course, sent the fucking blogs into a fucking frenzy. Every girl who types hashtag relationship goals, wherever the fuck, on Twitter, Instagram, on social media, lost their fucking top. What? No, it couldn't be. Not Indy. Not Durk, yo. Nah, it couldn't be. Nah. So, rightfully so, with social media going fucking nuts, Durk, yo, took to his Instagram story and said, "That pussy is mine forever. Welcome to death row, bitch." This is fucking crazy, bro. I'm not gonna hold you. Now, I feel Durk, and I'm gonna let you know why I feel Durk. Because being a nigga who, I don't mean to toot my own horn. I really don't mean to toot my own horn, but toot toot, my nigga. I have felt like my game, my sex game, is fucking pretty good. Especially if I really have feelings for this female, I feel like my sex game is A1. I feel like no nigga's gonna put in that love. No nigga's gonna put this dick in your esophagus, in your stomach, like I'm a dude. That's how I feel. And I feel like almost every man should feel that way. I feel like every man should have a certain level of, I'm that nigga. I feel like every nigga should. So, of course, I feel Durk when he says, "Yo, that pussy's mine forever." But if you've ever been in a relationship like this, 9 times out of 10, people whose experiences can tell you, that pussy's not yours, my boy. It's not. It's not. It's fucking not. It's not. That pussy is yours. She's letting you lease the pussy, fam, because she loves you. She's going to make it seem not, this is all yours, baby. It's never going to, it sounds good. And that's what women do a lot of times. They stroke a man's ego that it's yours forever. Tattoo. I'm going to tattoo your name on it, baby. All that shit that make niggas get goo goo gaga. They going to say it. They going to make you feel that way. Until you fuck up. Until you done enough dumb shit to where she's fed up. And I know y'all know. When a woman loves, she loves for real. And when a woman is scorned, you don't want no parts of that. And let's keep it real, man. We've been seeing Durk put India through a whole lot of shit for the longest. Because, and it's proof of this, because it's seemingly that India responded and said, "That's cap, my nigga." She literally posted to her Instagram story the cap emoji, which saying, "Nigga, you're lying. This pussy is mine. And it's whoever I want to give it to, I'm going to give it to." It's basically what I picked up from what India said. And I'm not going to lie, man. Let's just all send a prayer to Brother Durkio. Because I know that hurts. I know it hurts. Because I'm putting myself in his shoes. I would be hurt. I don't know what I could do. I'll buy you every Birkin in the world. What car you want? I'm going through every single text message, see if she wanted anything ever, and I'm getting it. I'm doing anything she ever told me to do, I'm doing it, because I'm not trying to lose you. I'm not trying to lose that. I don't ever, listen, man, if you done made that many songs about a girl, yeah, you better do everything you can not to lose it. Because if you see her wrapped around another rap nigga, boy. Someone's dying. Someone's dying. I'm just going to keep it real. Someone's dying. But hopefully India and Dirk can work that shit out, man. A lot of people are saying that he had a side baby. And that's one of the things that a lot of these rap females, or just females that deal with rappers, I would say have to deal with. Or that's the one thing they tell you not to do. What I've learned from just speaking on artists and listening to music and just listening to interviews and I be tapped into everything. So I listen to these people talk, and their mindset when they get into a relationship with a rapper, their do's and don'ts are: do show me off, do treat me good, do give me whatever I want, and whatever you do, cool. Only thing you can't do is bring me back no disease, and don't bring me back no baby. And it looks like Dirk broke that cardinal rule, because the blog's saying, yo, the blogs are so messy, bro. The blogs be putting side-by-side pictures of this nigga's Dirk face and this random baby saying, do they look alike? And this is the thing. All the bitches follow these blogs. They're gonna see it. And ain't no female alive strong enough to see their man side by side next to a baby that you've never met in your life, that didn't come out your coochie, and they're saying, yo, this is his baby. Nah, she's not handling that well. You're not having a good day after she sees that post. And I'm not gonna lie, these blogs, Jesus Christ, y'all be fucking up. They really be fucking up people's homes and households. Cause just imagine you at breakfast, you just woke up, you're having a good day, you just smoked your morning blunt, the chef just done cooked the all vegan meal, delicious, and we all at the table at the family breakfast, and your girl just happens to look on her phone, and boom, or her phone just start blowing up, because you know people sending it to her. Her phone start blowing up. Oh shit, your man had a baby outside of your relationship. Boy, I can imagine how that shit went. Not good at all. I'm praying. For brother Durkio. And speaking of things you probably shouldn't do during a relationship, rapper NLE Choppa, there's a lot of girlfriend drama going on this week. A lot of NLE Choppa's ex-girlfriend Marissa Denae pretty much got emotional on social media, because she's regretting what she signed up for. This week, NLE Choppa took to Twitter and said, I am single. I'm man enough to admit I'm not ready, and I have some growing to do. And we all was like, what going on? Until his girlfriend decided to get cute and go on Instagram Live and explain to us what the fuck is going on.
I can't tell y'all.
Not the soft music. How
hard it is for me to sleep. Or how hard it is for me to get up and face reality, because this was not my reality a week ago. I can't tell y'all. I can't tell y'all how hard it is, because I love so hard. And I love harder and harder and harder every time. And this one hurts the most. Go.
Look like the bad guy or anything. This is just my truth. You can't help who you love. You can't help who you fall in love with. You can't help who you a connection with. And I never wanted to be the bitch that cry on social media, because I'm not no dog ass bitch.
I have given myself to one man for a year and 3 months. And just one man, not nobody else. And you build so much with that person. You go through so much with that person. And my healing process, I can't tell y'all how hard it is for me to.
Alright, I'm gonna keep it real. I'm gonna just stop it right there. Mainly because NLE Chopper came out because he was looking a little crazy. Like, why is your girl on social media crying, doing all this shit, man? And he replied, man,
I'm a cheat. Or whatever, and you say, if I tell you I'm a cheat, or whatever, and you say, I'm cool with that as long as you take her home, and which I do, I take her home. But the littlest bit of peace where I want to do is where I do my dirt at, because I let you know that, and you approved of it, you signed up for it, you said it was cool, and once I do it, I don't get the peace of mind to do it, I don't feel free, and I don't feel free to who I am as a person. Freedom, being free, and I don't see myself having one wife, and that's another thing. Marissa, she was big on marriage, so I'm like, I had to let her know. Like, it's like we was in two different worlds, and it's like every day I had to bring her back into minds to let her know, like, hey, you told me this is what you wanted, this is what you signed up for. You gotta stick with it. If I tell you I'm a cheat or whatever, and you say I'm cool with that as long as you take her home.
Oh, man. Now, this goes to, I don't know, because I don't know the situation between Dirk and India. But this is what comes with being a rapper's girlfriend most of the time. Now, rapper is gonna tell you, hey, yo, I'm young, I'm popping, I want to experience life, I want to experience what comes with this fame, I want to experience all the benefits to my hard work, my music that I've put out, and I've whatever. They're gonna tell you all this, and a lot of girls, the majority of the girls are gonna be like, oh no, I understand it, and I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of girls will have threesomes with their man to try and keep their man happy, to be like, no, just to play the role of supportive girlfriend, this, that, whatever. For some reason, a lot of these girls have it in their mind that once I'm with him and he's with me for this amount of time, my pussy's so good, or my personality's so good, or our relationship is so good, that he's just gonna completely stop fucking with other bitches. He's gonna be so scared to lose me that he's gonna stop, and he's gonna be just completely faithful to me. He's only gonna fuck one girl, and we're gonna have a family, and we're gonna be married, and it's gonna be happily ever after. This is where y'all go wrong. You trick yourself into thinking that you're this, and that. And granted, you could be this, and that, but no one is going to, especially a rapper, a young rapper, they're not going to bend to your whim. If that's what you want, it's most likely not going to happen. And what it looks like is this girl, Natalie, tricked herself into believing that if I fuck him this good, or I do everything he wants, or if I give him threesomes, or if I let him, if I allow him to go cheat, and I'm this and I'm that, that he'll be like, wow, this girl's so down. This girl loves me so much. I only want her. Majority of the times, that does not happen. Majority of the times, they're going to keep fucking other girls. Like, Annalise said it himself. Bryson said it himself. I plan on having multiple wives. I know I'm this type of person. This is my lifestyle. This is what I want. I want multiple wives. I'm going to want to be with her, and I'm going to want to be with her, and I might want to be with this girl that I meet 2 months from now. Then that's just what it is. And a lot of girls will sign up for that and they don't know that they don't know what comes with that. And yeah, it's sad, but at the same time, this is what he signed up for, man. It is what it is. Sorry. God damn. Let me hear Nelly one more time. That shit was funny.
But cheat.
Like, come on, man. Let that nigga cheat in peace. Like if you really is my girl and you said you down for this and you giving me threesomes and you letting me fuck all the other bitches, why are you hitting my phone every single second asking me who this bitch is? Who? It don't matter who this bitch is that I'm with this night, because we have an understanding. You said you're cool with it. You signed up for this. We've been doing this for a year and 3 months. Like, what's new? Like, what's wrong with you? Why are you acting weird now? Like, you're acting weird.
Whatever. And you say, I'm cool with that as long as you take her home. And which I do. I take her home. But the littlest bit of peace where I want to do is where I do my dirt at.
Let him find his peace. Let him be one with the universe and these bitches, man.
Because I let you know that and you approved of it. You signed up for it. You said it was cool.
Ladies. If you signed up for this, if your man is a real nigga and he honest with you, let that nigga cheat in peace. Blowing his phone up while he blowing bitches' backs out. Fuck wrong with you? Shoot. I'd be mad too. I'd break up with your dumb ass too. Get on Instagram, start crying, trying to get sympathy from random folks. Crazy.
And once I do it, I don't get the peace of mind to do it.
Peace of mind. While I peace down these bitches. Man, I'm done. Holy shit. In other news, man, Bobby Shmurda is back in headlines because they trying to get Bobby fucked up in some bullshit, man. And I especially don't appreciate it, because Bobby Shmurda has been through enough in his short life. Blowing, just selling crack at the age of like 6 or some shit. What he say in his song? I've been selling crack since like the 5th grade. Never mentioned when this shit made. Like, he's been had a hard life. Cause if you're selling crack in the 5th grade, my nigga, you've had a hard life. You know what I'm saying? So of course we all know Bobby Shmurda's story. Selling crack in 5th grade. Growing up, you know what I'm saying, joining gangs. And then, you know, blowing up in the rap game for, you know, a couple months, and then unfortunately, catching the RICO charge with his gang, staying solid, not taking less years to, you know, snitch on his fellow gang members, you know, serving his time, coming out of jail, dropping songs, dropping hits, getting out of his record deal, going independent. And just doing his own thing. You know what I'm saying? He's been through a lot. You know what I'm saying? And right now, everyone's aware of it. The whole world's aware of it. The women that he, you know, fucks with, they know. Like, Bobby is out here. He's been in jail for this long. He's fucking everything, man. And some people are thinking he literally is fucking everything, because a couple weeks ago, Bobby Shmurda basically was posted up in bed with a couple thotties. And someone was looking way too hard at the video. And one of the videos, he's laughing, giggling, and the girls are underneath the covers and they're all cuddled up against Bobby. And someone said, hey, the hairline of that girl looks a little weird. It kind of looks like a man's hairline. And then the internet started to berate and barrage Bobby, like, yo, who the fuck is that? Who the fuck is that? Of course, Bobby not giving a fuck. Like, I don't really know who that bitch is. Like, I be fucking mad bitches daily. Like, I don't know. It's just a random bitch that was in my bed. And, of course, the internet doing the internet, and clout being what it is this day. Clout is a fucking drug, man. Because, a member of the LGBT community, I'm guessing a gay man, who may have had a sex change. I don't know the identity of this person, but some gay dude came out and said, "Hey, that's me in Bobby's bed. I'm so shy, but Bobby loves me." Da 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 da. And then the internet started to try and kill Bobby. Like, oh shit, Bobby, you down low? You just came from prison? You all into the booty play now, Bobby? Like, what's going on? Like, people was really trying to come at Bobby Shmurda. And Bobby Shmurda got fed up, and he basically posted to his Instagram and said, it's really scary. Hey, they trying to fuck up my tour because I'm not with them anymore, and I'm taking their artist on tour. Like, they try and sabotage my EP, lower my sound, all crazy nerd shit. They don't want to get played nowhere. They pay they artists to get played. Real life, Trillers, Bandit, Big Mad, independent artists, Slaves, Hip Hop. Basically saying that his label that he got out his contract with is trying to sabotage him. And trying to put dirt on his name and say that he's an undercover brother and shit like that. And fueling to the fire is King Gang Troll himself, Wack 100, saying, I knew something was weird when Bobby got out of jail and was dancing.
Hey, bro.
Hey, but what?
You want to show off?
But let's add to it. When Wack was saying, blood is moving weird with that dancing. That ain't normal. Everybody had something
to say. Nah, and then he had the song with it called The Wiggle.
That shit looked funny.
That shit was
everybody, I say, hey, homie, that ain't normal, bro.
You
fresh out of penitentiary? That's not normal.
Wasn't wiggling before he went in, but
if
he wiggled
when he
came out.
What's my man name? You know, the boy. Old Town Road? No problem.
Lil Nas.
Nas X?
No problem. That's normal. That's, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know why my New York, this new generation, y'all like the old generation, they caught it with
yeah,
it
that
was
stand up.
They like, nah, bro.
Hey, but what?
You want to show cake. Off.
Well, but let's add Wack. To it.
Yeah, so, Wack just trying to start some shit, man. You know, Wack is just going to say what Wack feels. But, yeah, I'm not going to lie. Since this was such a, for some reason, this was such a controversial, like, little piece about Bobby Shmurda. I was just like, you know what, let me try and do a little investigative work. I'm comparing the pictures of him in bed with Shorty. I'm comparing the pictures of the gay dude. And even Bobby Shmurda came out and basically posted the real picture of the girl who it actually is. And still the internet wasn't satisfied. But just my research of looking at all the pictures together, yeah, that's it's a completely different person. The dude that they're claiming it to be, completely different hairline, completely different ears. Like, it's not the same person. So, I mean, try again harder next time, record label, whoever the fuck is. It was Epic, I don't know who it is, but just weird, just fucking weird. But in other news, 20-year-old ASAP Mob member Smokey Margiela was arrested on murder charges. I love Smokey, but I don't know what's going on. ASAP is already fighting his own attempted murder charge, and now one of his artists is being charged with and arrested for attempted murder. I don't know, man. It's getting messy out here, man. Winter's coming. Shit's getting cold. Robin season is right around the corner. Because, you know, when it gets cold and it's time for Christmas and Thanksgiving, man, niggas will do anything to get that bread. Niggas will do anything to get toys and presents for their daughters and sons. So, y'all be safe out here, man. It's getting real treacherous, man. And, speaking of fathers doing anything for their daughter, Blueface and Krishan, our favorite toxic couple, is back in headlines because apparently Krishan came to social media this week and told us, oh my God, I can't take it anymore. Blueface just knocked my daddy out. I don't know what to do. And we all were sitting here like, excuse me, what now? He did what to your who? And apparently she was alleging that Blueface had met with her father and he put the paws on him and knocked him out. And then all we seen after was Blueface tweet out, "I'm her daddy." Bro, I can't make this shit up, bro. Like, their relationship is crazy. I started to see videos come out. I seen a whole bunch of Zeus shirts, Zeus Network shirts. So I'm assuming this had to do with the Bad Girls Club, the little show she's on. I assume this was a publicity stunt. But then a video came out of the actual confrontation, points out Krishan's dad. And from the video, it looks like they're just talking, having a conversation. And then Krishan's dad puts his hand out towards Blueface, like, "Listen here, little nigga." And then following that, soon after, a punch is thrown by Krishan's dad. And then, of course, Blueface, I ain't gonna lie, shout out Blueface, he ducked the fuck out that punch and continue to, you know, stand on his feet and get his footing. And he was swinging back, man. Blueface ain't no hoe. And then another clip shows, it looks like the Zeus Network people separated them. And then another video pops up and shows Krishan's dad walking away from the bullshit. And then Blueface finding him in all the chaos, running up behind him and knocking that nigga the fuck out. Yeah, man. He's in front of a hotel? Hey. Bro, it's every week. Bro. Kenny, like, bro, what's going on, bro? It's every week with these two, bro. They're always getting into, just always a new video of Krishan and Blueface getting into some shit. Either they're fighting with each other or they're fighting other people. And somehow it keeps somehow it just keeps becoming news. But looks like they're capitalizing off it, because it looks like I really haven't heard that much music from Krishan in the last 2 years. But now it looks like her and Blueface have a song that just dropped 10 hours ago. Krishan Rock featuring Blueface. Keep Swimming. And we're going to do a world premiere on this video right fucking now, man. Let's get it. Let's see what this shit's about. I fuck with Krishan. Let's go. Better guitar. Got a Blueface feature. Come on, man. This is what you've been working for. Let's go.
I love you, Equinox.
They threw me in the deep end and didn't teach me how to swim. Promise my family I won't drown. I'm gonna win. Just keep swimming. Yeah, yeah. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. They threw me in the deep end and didn't teach me how to swim. Promise my family I won't drown, I'm going in. Just keep swimming, yeah, yeah, just keep swimming. Just keep swimming, just keep swimming. Kumbaya, it means.
Yo, what the fuck is this? Okay, I'm gonna give it a chance,
I'ma stick beside ya.
It wasn't really safe to make it out my city. I watched my brother shake and bake instead of codeine. Nobody could answer our questions. What does it mean to fall under depression? What does it mean to lose your parents to drugs? What does it mean when you don't know how to love?
Kumbaya.
What is going on, man?
Kumbaya. It means I'ma stick beside ya. They threw me in the deep end and didn't teach me how to swim.
Keep
promise
swimming.
My family I won't drown.
Yeah, keep swimming. Bitch.
Just keep swimming, yeah, 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 yeah. Just keep,
keep swimming.
Just keep swimming.
Yeah!
Just keep swimming.
Let's go!
They threw me in the deep end and didn't teach me how to swim.
Okay.
Promise my family I won't
drown.
Keep swimming. Just keep
broken clock is right.
Keep swimming.
Don't stop swimming till you blue in the face.
You did.
Dedication either make it or break. Yeah. I found rock in a hard space. Looking for love in the wrong place. A broken clock is right 2 times a day. Every
Maybe trash can, still get a steak. I guess what I'm trying to say is just stay. The grass greener where you water it at. Moving on until I started from scratch. Just keep swimming, baby, follow the map. When you hear the song, know you on the right track. Me and twin and them like Cody and Zach. Give me love, then I'm giving it back. Nothing less, nothing more, be exact. Hurt people the max. So much work to do, it's hard to relax. Falling back, baby, I ain't jacking that up and down. You my little sour patch. In the deep end, knee deep end. Drowning in your love, sinking. Somebody got a little to tell the story. Finding evil, baby, swimming like Dory. I like my bitch in the house, just like Corey. God, please remove the things that ain't for me.
They threw me in the deep end and they didn't teach me how to swim. Promise my family I won't drown, I'm going to win. Just keep swimming, yeah, yeah, just keep swimming. Just keep swimming, just keep swimming. They threw me in the deep end.
Yeah, that's enough. I ain't gonna lie, man. I don't know what else. I don't know what else they're gonna give to us, man. Cause this shit's crazy, bro. Yeah, I'm gonna give that song a smooth 4, bro. That's the thing. Like, I actually fuck with Krishan Rock. I've actually heard way better songs, but the best thing about that was the Blueface verse. Like, he did a little something on there. But yeah, man. Keep swimming. Just keep fucking swimming, man. That shit was hot ass. What else do we got? Post Malone was in St. Louis performing on his tour, and looks like a malfunction on the stage or something. He fell. He cracked 3 ribs. He was agonizing in pain on stage. I think he's better. Let me see. Posty says he busted his own ass while singing. He said he's in the hospital doing okay, receiving treatment. He plans to continue his 12-carat tour, with his next dates being scheduled in Columbus, Ohio tonight, and Toronto, Ontario later this week. Posty gave us a message.
Hey, St. Louis. Fucking love you guys so much. Thank you for the patience. Thank you for putting up with my dumb ass. There was a big, so whenever we do the acoustic part of the show, the guitar's on the guitar stand and it goes down. And there's this big ass hole, so I go around there and I turn the corner and bust my ass and winded me pretty good, got me pretty good, and we just got back from the hospital, and everything's good. Everything's good. They gave me some pain meds and everything, so we can keep kicking ass on the tour. I just want to apologize to everyone in St. Louis, and I want to say thank you guys so much for coming to the show, and next time I'm around this way, we're going to do a 2-hour show for you so we can make up for the couple missed songs that we missed, and thank you guys for your support, and thank you for your love, and thanks for hanging around, even though I got my ass kicked by myself. So,
I mean, shout out Post Malone for being a trooper, man. Stand up guy right there. Lil Mama goes off on Charlamagne and calls him a bitch ass nigga. That's not, there's no surprise there. Fat Joe tells Charlamagne that the murders of rappers are rooted in jealousy. That's facts. Krishan Rock shares details about her father's abuse. Oh, well, see, now this makes a lot more sense why Krishan Rock says Blueface is her daddy now. It makes way more sense. And she kind of explained in her Keep Swimming song, but keep kicking, Dory. Keep kicking. What else do we have? Oh, news that just dropped. As of recently, Tory Lanez is back in headlines. Tory Lanez has been going through a whole hell of a lot. He's currently in court right now for the whole Megan Thee Stallion case. I seen they just subpoenaed Megan Thee Stallion's ex-best friend Kelsey to come to court. I think Tory got a new court date for that whole case. So hopefully soon that shit will be over, because I'm sick and tired of hearing about it. But the Tory Lanez news that I got this week that literally just broke a few hours ago. Let me pull the story up real quick. It was right here. Again, this news from Fee of from Gossip of the City, and it's saying Tory Lanez apparently knocked out August Alsina tonight after August got froggy with Tory over something Tory had said months ago. Tory was trying to show him love, and August wanted to take it to a negative place and got knocked out. August was the negative one, not Tory. August felt some type of way because Tory said months ago that he wouldn't have snitched on Jada Pinkett Smith like August did. Tory tried to shake his hand, but August ignored him. Tory asked him about it, and August got negative and told him to keep that same energy. And apparently, August got the dog shit beat out of him because now this light-skinned nigga, August Alsina, posted hella pictures to social media of a busted-ass lip. God damn, he got fucked a busted lip and shit. Just a whole lot of fuck shit happened to this young man, apparently. But, let me see what the statement he said read. Oh my God, this is some motherfucking light-skinned shit. Like, the pose this nigga is making is absurd. It's absurd. This nigga's face is pink. Like, because he's light-skinned, so he got beat the fuck up, and now his face is pink. But he took to his Instagram and said, as I'm exiting the building after... Is this snitching? This feels like snitching. As I'm exiting the building after the show last night, a 4'11 size leprechaun ran down on me with 8 oversized security niggas. Bro, why do you spell niggas with an X? This is some, you're light skin. Whom I greeted each individually upon their walk up as they tried to press me. Whole time, I'm one deep, no security. Tory asked me with a broken ego, why didn't I dap him up? I go on to tell him I was a fan of him and I don't understand speaking on my business publicly in the past. Nigga, you spoke on it. You made mad songs about it, August. But I digress. I continue. Because I don't know him or ever, I never met him until last night. So he spoke, it caught me off guard because his past actions, I assumed he didn't like me. That's all. Not to mention, this is my history of health and condition. I just recently overcame being paralyzed. My doctor directed me not to compromise my health while out on the road and shake as less hands as possible due to corona and monkeypox. Never. Why are you trying to make yourself a victim, August? Jesus Christ. I mean, you are a victim, apparently, from something. I don't know what hit you. But August continued and said, never any disrespectful words were exchanged. So I was a bit confused at how somehow he turned himself up with anger after hitting a blunt laced with cocaine. Obviously, I heard the fizzle. Nigga. Jesus Christ, bro. So do you smoke blunts laced with cocaine? Is that how you know how his blunt was laced with cocaine? You do know, like, shit can fizzle in a blunt and it doesn't have to be anyways.
He turned himself up with anger after hitting a blunt laced with cocaine. Obviously, I heard the fizzle. And he snuck me when I turned my head to move to the side. Amongst all his angsty moving and keeping an eye on his security with some nigga with a gun tucked, whom then proceeded to run behind and hide back in the building. There was never a fight, simply an assault. Dude has no real friends and is on a crash out mission. With that said, I was gonna see and keep it G, not to come to the net, but moving with foul intent and feeling falsities to blogs, took a look for a moment, cause them moments ain't happening on stage for you. I will assist you in that gracefully. His people got the whole thing on camera. Put the footage out. I like to see it. Anyways,
let me go clean this blood off my face with some, and this nigga is promoting a brand after getting his ass beat, bro. This is literally the most, like, bro, this is the epitome of light-skinned behavior, bro. Like, for real, bro. Like, what is going on, bro? You're posing after getting your ass whooped. Like, I don't get it. Like, I really don't get it, bro. But then, apparently, Tory's hearing all this shit. And, of course, Tory's going through his own shit. So, Tory responds and said, I don't know what everyone's talking about, but I've been in the studio. I'm not in anything negative. I've been working on myself and being a better person. The end. Yeah. Yeah. Tory, see, I mean, Tory said probably was someone who looked like me, bro. It was not me, though, because I've been in the studio. So, prayers to you, August, but that wasn't me. Damn, man. I don't know why he's snitching like that, bro. Because honestly, that it really does seem, that's what it really seems like. It really seems like some snitching at this point. Like, why are you, nah, not for me, man. But, yeah, man, I think that's all we got. Prayers to August's face. Hopefully he recovers fast. Prayers to Tory and his upcoming court cases and such like that. But I don't think there's anything. Let me check if there's anything else happening. Oh, a couple albums dropped. I believe ESTG's album dropped. Levi Carter's album dropped. I played one of his songs for the intro. One of my favorite underground Bronx artists, Levi Carter. Super dope project. But yeah, man. I think that's all, man. Rest in peace, PNB Rock. I'll be back in the States soon. I can't wait to turn this podcast up to the next level. 150 more episodes for us. And just thank you, man, for listening. Tapping in with your uncle, man. Just remember, every time you come, kick it with your uncle ain't gonna do nothing but keep it real with you. Give you that real spill, tell you how I feel. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. I love you. I love you. I love you. Just remember, man, wash your face, brush your teeth, stay safe, and most importantly, stay dangerous. I love y'all. I'm out! You know what I'm saying?
Rare sound.
My whole life has changed. Ever since that I got rich, I done came through, I pulled up with some diamonds on wrist. My whole life has changed. When the rest came through,
let's go.
That's when she knew. On it.
Yeah.
On it.
Shoot.
Yeah. On it.
Yeah.
On it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. On it.
On it.
Ever since I done got richer. I just might on your sister. I just might buzz on the richer.
Yeah.
No kiss. I made it out in trenches. Remember them days I was catching them plays on the block, it was me and my hitter. But my whole life has changed. Now I'm rich as a I could cop me some drip, I could cop me a whip. But don't think I'm a lick, cause I got me a stick. Your whole life can change that quick. This ain't that, that ain't this. Keep worrying about me, better watch your. Cause my whole life has changed. Ever since that I got rich, I done came through, I pulled up with some diamonds on wrist. Hurt. My whole life has changed. When the rest came through, that's when she knew. On it.
Yeah.
On it.
Shoot.
On it. On it.
Can I count on the racks again? Hella lounge, we back them in. Saying he back again. Can I hear from the back again? All these shows, I pack them in. Trending topic, you know what I mean.
Yo, I make them add it up. Plenty of diamonds and veggies, the cabbage up. Ain't no question, I know that they mad at us. Making movies, yeah, pull out the camera. I'm a dog and that got stamina. Floating PNB, no, we not amateurs. Let me roll up that Zai and fade away. Yeah, see diamonds be dancing like Danny Lay. What's happening?
My whole life has changed.
Ever since that I got
rich, I done came through, I pulled up with some diamonds on wrist. My whole life has changed. When the rest came through, that's when she knew. On it, on it. On it, on it. My whole life has changed.
Yes, sir. Yee! Once again, man, thank you so much for tapping in, tuning in. Like always, man, stay safe and most importantly, stay dangerous. I'll see y'all next time. I love y'all. Rock out with me.
I'm sitting here thinking about you tonight. And all that you mean to me. I used to think I would never fall in love again. I guess I was wrong.
When your heart is broken, when your wounded pride is laid to rest, baby, you'll never open your heart to anyone else the same. You lie, I know you're lying, babe. You see, your mind might be made up, but your heart has got its own plans. There's no one to blame but false pride. Calls your name. So my lips, and I wish that you were still here to take me away with your kiss and take me away from all this crazy, crazy. 'Cause too many words have been spoken. Over, you're wrong, dead wrong, babe.
softness of your voice. You make me want to be a better man, baby. And I want to thank you for calling me into your life, into your arms, into your love.
Access denied.